Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Mike.
What up with you?
What's up?
Man, not much. Cooling, man. Cooling. Yeah, with the Blog Talk got started up, man. What's up, everybody out there on Blog Talk Radio? It's the Big Mike Drop. We back in the building. What's up, Ronnie? How you doing?
Nothing. Who you got money on for this game, Mike?
Man, I'm trying to get San Francisco.
I'm going for the 49ers.
I'm going for 49ers, Team 49ers. I got my reasons.
I got the same reasons, probably.
I got my reasons. We're gonna definitely discuss. We're going to discuss those said reasons. Because, we can't have Taylor Swift having all this power and shit. So, look.
But it's a lot of people that just are so for certain that team is going to win because of all the hype around her.
I hope she's a bad luck. I hope she's bad luck. That hadn't seemed to be the case thus far. But maybe we'll see. What time the game get started?
6:30, I think. 6 or 6:30.
Okay, bet. Well, I'm going to get my drink pulled up. I'm going to take this down. I'm going to go ahead and get everything started. I'm going to add an Instagram link. So if you give me a minute, then we'll be up. I'm going to do that.
Okay.
And pull up my IG here and be able to see. Yeah, man, we work like 24 hours. I'll talk about it. It's that time of year.
Busy.
All right, then, Ronnie, I'll see you in a few minutes.
Okay.
All right, everybody on Blog Talk, if you bear with us, we get the show going on the social media platforms. Today is just a pregame party for Super Bowl 58. It's Big Mike and Ronnie LeDoux in the building, and we're about to get it started. But let me get this IG link set up real quick, because I like the little IG joint. The mic might drop. Mike Drop. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Big Mike Drop. I'm your host, Big Mike, and we have Ronnie LeDoux in the building.
Hey, y'all.
What's going on with you, Ronnie? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm hanging in there, hanging in there. Yeah, that sounds a lot better. Yeah, man, just hanging in there, man. Just chilling, man. Just getting off. Like, work damn near 24 hours.
You work today?
Nah, we worked yesterday. So my day yesterday, we did a wedding in Augusta, Georgia. My day yesterday started at 2:30 a.m., and I got home about 4:20 this morning.
What?
Yes. Yes.
And you're still able to make the show, huh?
Still able to make the show, man. We in the building, man. We can't be stopped.
Mic drop.
You know where we are. The big mic drop. Look, this is the busiest time of year for me, like this next week or so, Valentine's Day. So it's a lot going on. Spring is overall busy, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had to push the show back Thursday, but I'm glad you decided to join us today for this pregame, Super Bowl pregame show.
Yes.
Who you got? Who you got?
49ers.
49ers in the building. I'm with the 49ers as well. I'm not fooling with the Chiefs. And you see by the thumbnail, I named today's show Why Taylor Swift Cannot, and I repeat, cannot win Super Bowl 58. We cannot allow this woman to gain this much power and control. Off of the backs of the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's keep it a buck. They actually are the ones on the field doing the work. So
but let me ask you this question.
Go ahead.
If Taylor Swift were not involved, would you which team would you be for? Would you be for them?
If Taylor Swift were not involved, I would probably still go for the 49ers.
Okay.
Yeah, I got roots to California sports. I'd probably still go with the California team. And Ms. Amber Alert said, who do I have? Usher. That's it. Yeah, everybody's prepared for the Usher concert.
Damn, I love it.
Hey, everybody's prepared for the Usher concert. Fellas, just get her. It's good she's not at the real concert because it might be like a Keke Palmer type situation. You know what I mean?
Oh, Lord. She love Usher like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Are you a big fan of Usher?
I like Usher a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I think most women, middle age, forgive me for saying that, but you know.
Yeah, don't
what I
say
mean.
Middle age. You're young women.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Older young women. Can I say that? Can I say older young women?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, older young
you
women like Usher because Usher came along when we were teenagers. So Usher's right around the same age as us, and we've kind of grown with Usher from the little kiddie stuff all the way to.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't really do much little kiddie stuff. I think that,
no,
that was
he came Usher. In blazing.
Yeah, Usher came in on some adultified type shit. You know what I mean?
Thanks hey. To P. Diddy.
Oh, yeah. Now we're hearing the real story about that, so.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the Red Cup Nation. I know those Red Cups are full out there. I know the Red Cups are full out there today. Of all days, this is like the biggest
yes,
drink
they are.
Of the year. One of the biggest drinks.
What's in your Red Cup, Mike?
Heineken.
Oh, Heineken?
Yeah, I got Heineken.
I'm on my Pink Whitney again.
You on the Pink Whitney? Shout out to the Pink Whitney. No, I'm just doing Heine today, man. Like I said, I didn't sleep long when I got home. I slept till about 10:30. Just like real good hard sleep. And then, you know.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, then came on, got on up and got myself together. Think I'll go to bed at a regular time tonight. So,
you working tomorrow?
Yeah. We're going all the way through Thursday. Yeah, Valentine's Day in the flower business. This is nuts right now. It's been crazy for the past 2 weeks. So it is what it is, man. I ain't tripping. But the interesting thing about the wedding yesterday, it was a Jamaican wedding, Ronnie. I hung out with non-FBAs all day, and when I say they kicked it, they kicked it. They partied.
Yes, they do.
They partied. I mean, they had so much food. We'll talk about the food later. But it was good. But I will say this. They let the help staff, which is what we were, you know, my team, we're help. They let our staff and the, you know, caterers and everybody else that helped get it going, they let us eat first.
Wow.
Yeah. So we got to go up and get, like, the pick of the litter. And as much as we wanted to eat. I just would have liked a little more allspice in my food. My Jamaican food, I got to have the allspice in the Jamaican food. Jamaicans have some of the best food. If you went to Jamaica. You just got back from Jamaica.
Yeah, I ate over there, and I eat it here, too. So, yeah, I know.
How much did you eat in Jamaica? I mean, I was eating like 5-6 times a day.
Believe it or not, I was still trying to calorie count, so I wasn't eating as much.
I believe it. Yeah, I wasn't counting on them calories, man. I was counting on the calories. Because, I mean, we were drinking constantly, so I was just, like, eating the whole day. Every day, all day. Jerk chicken, jerk pork, this, that, blah, 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 blah.
That pork be going off.
Yeah, the jerk pork go off. We had a soup yesterday, and I think that shit had chitlins in it, Ronnie.
Chitlins?
Yeah.
Chitlin soup.
Yeah, it had chitlins in it, man. We read what the ingredients were. It said something like tripe, but they taste like chitlins to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So was it good?
It was actually pretty damn good.
Okay.
It was actually pretty damn good. So I can't even lie on that. I can't even hold you on that. So, look, I got the 49ers. You got the 49ers. The 49ers have to beat the Chiefs. They have to beat the brakes off the Chiefs. It's not going to be a matter of, you know, within a field goal or a touchdown, because we already know that the referees are going to make this happen. And the reason Big Mike is so into this Taylor Swift situation in this game is because the Biden administration is leaning on Taylor Swift to give her endorsement of Joe Biden for 2024, in which case she may be able to impact the election. So
I don't think nobody's going to fight in this go around, Mike.
I hope not, but you never know. There's still
people from the wrong country. He called a man from some country, a Mexican man or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I was watching it the other night. I'm like, man, this shit is a disaster. Did everybody out there see that? I don't know if everybody saw that, but this show is an informative show first and foremost. Like, we're here to kick it. We're here to party. But I'm going to actually show that whole press conference, because if you're thinking about voting for Biden, you need to see this. And I don't think your local news outlet is showing you. Well, they showed you the press conference, of course, but they're not showing you the severity. They're trying to downplay the severity of what's going on with this man. Man, we got Raj Will in the building. Salute to you. Hey, man, those of you who are out there, first of all, press the like button and post in the chat. Post. Who are you going for? Are we going for the Chiefs or the 49ers tonight? Chiefs or 49ers? I wish that they would look at this and really make a judgment call when it comes to this election. Now, we got all types of other conspiracy theories of what's going to happen, but I don't think Joe Biden's going to make it 4 more months.
No.
I don't think Joe Biden's going to make it. I give it to May.
I think he have dementia, or he's getting a small amount of Alzheimer's.
A small amount?
Well, he had something going on cognitive.
Yeah. Joe Biden, at this rate, will be walking around Washington, D.C. in his robe. He'll be walking around D.C. in his robe by June. They'll catch the president in D.C. in the hood.
Think he'll walk off, Mike?
Yeah, he'll walk off. He'll wander off.
I'm not with you.
Yeah, he'll wander off. And the Secret Service is so stupid and ass-kissing, they'll be with him. They'll be with him. I want to start with this. I really have nothing against KC. Don't get me wrong. I like Patrick Mahomes. I like Travis Kelce. I think Travis Kelce is one of the better tight ends we've seen in the past, decade. He brings to mind for me Tony Gonzalez. But he's very athletic. Some people say Gronk, but I think Gronk was the other white hope. I think Travis Kelce really has promise of being the white hope. And so this Taylor Swift, who is the white hope as well. And I'm not saying that to disparage anybody, disparage anybody's race or whatever like that. But this is what it is. We recognize that Taylor Swift is mediocre at best at what she does, in my opinion. She has good production, and, she makes catchy songs. But I think when it comes to stage presence, dancing, things like that that you want to see, she's mediocre at best, which is why the Beyonce conversation bothers me. You know, you got this woman who'll get up on stage and dance her ass off for like 2 hours, and you really want to compare her to, you know, Taylor Swift, who kind of, well, you know, she can sing, she can play the guitar. You know what I mean? I'm not saying she sucks or she's trash, but it's no Beyonce. So that's part of the reason I got kind of a little, she kind of grinds my gears a little bit. Now, Travis Kelce, I can't really say anything about him. He's running all over folks. He's one of the best route running tight ends I've seen in a long time. He's pretty much a wide receiver and the number one wide receiver on the team. So, you know, shout out to Travis Kelce. But I remember it was just a few years back when Kansas City played the New England Patriots. Was that the Patriots or the Tampa Bay Bucks? Who was it? I think it may have been the Bucks. No, it was the Patriots. When Mahomes played Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. You remember that?
Mm-mm.
I can't remember. But anyway, he played Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, and nobody was for Mahomes. And somehow,
why not, I wonder?
I mean, somehow or another, when it's a quarterback of color versus a non-colored quarterback, let's just say that, it's always an issue. All right, Raj Will said Tampa Bay. Man, we got Ja King in the building. What up with you, fam? But when it's a quarterback of non-color, it always becomes this pissing match. And it's not necessarily amongst the players in the NFL. It's amongst people that you maybe work with. You know, it becomes a racial thing. Have you ever noticed that?
Yes.
Yeah,
like
when Russell Wilson played Peyton Manning, it became a racial thing. It was like racial tension at work because you had a black quarterback versus a white quarterback. So I think that Patrick Mahomes has always fallen victim to that when he's playing one of the good old boy quarterbacks. Man, we got the world class in the building. Man, when he's playing one of the good old boy quarterbacks, then all of a sudden, he's not good enough.
Good old boy.
Yeah, when you're playing a good old boy quarterback, he's not good enough. They're always going to find, you know, reasons why he's lacking. But now that he can help Travis Kelce further the agenda, and he's an agenda pusher. Travis Kelce has vaccination commercials, and, you know, they're rewarding him with this success because of his dealings with Taylor Swift, I believe so,
too.
So this is a setup to almost low-key make her, like, the most powerful woman in America. The only thing that really stands in her way is Beyonce. Because Oprah's finished. Maybe I wouldn't.
She finished?
Yeah, Oprah finished. I wouldn't necessarily say powerful. Let's say influential. Is that a fair word? I would say influential.
That's a fair word.
Yeah, I think that's a fair word. But just in case you easily influence. And Kansas City wins. Let's just say Kansas City wins for shits and giggles, right? And you're susceptible to influence. You're easily influenced. And Taylor Swift comes out and endorses the Democratic ticket. I think you should look at this. Not saying it's going to be Joe Biden. I don't think it's going to be Joe Biden. But I think you should see this. And I'm going to show this in its entirety, and I want to talk about it. How's that sound? Is that fair?
You're laughing, Mike.
You say what?
You're about to get to laughing.
Oh, yeah, you're about to laugh. You're about to laugh. So for those who know, damn, for those who follow politics, you know that Joe Biden and, well, Donald Trump, he was raided by the feds early on and was found to have classified documents at his home in Mar-a-Lago. There's been a big fuss about that. He was indicted about that, if I'm not mistaken. He was indicted for those classified documents. But Joe Biden also had classified documents at his home. So this press conference is a response to the special counsel report about Biden's classified document situation. So this is the press conference and revealed after the findings were revealed. So the special counsel didn't find any criminal wrongdoing on Biden's behalf. But they said some very interesting things about Biden himself. And I want everybody out there that's listening to listen to this. And I want y'all to listen to this entirety and pick up on things, man, because this is serious business. This will be the first time in history. Maybe not the first time. I think Ronald Reagan was senile when he first, you know, at the beginning of his second term. He was all right the first term, then the second term, you know, the dementia and the, you know, the senility started setting in. Yeah. So let's take a look and see President Joe Biden with a real fiery, strong position press conference. This is what they're trying to say. Yo, this is Joe Biden. This is a fair use. I'm gonna make it full time and let's hit it.
It's released this finding today.
Can you hear?
About they're looking to my handling of classified documents. I was pleased to see he reached a firm conclusion that no charges should be brought against me in this case. This was an exhaustive investigation going back more than 40 years, even in the 1970s when I was still a new United States Senator. The special counsel acknowledged I cooperated completely. I did not throw up any roadblocks. I sought no delays. In fact, I was so determined to give the special counsel what he needed, I went forward with a five-hour in-person interview over 2 days on October the 8th and 9th of last year, even though Israel had just been attacked by Hamas on the 7th and I was very occupied. It was in the middle of handling an international crisis. I was especially pleased to see special counsel make clear the stark distinction.
So do you hear how he's kind of slurring his words like he's drunk? And I'm not trying to poke fun at him. I'm not trying to poke. Ronnie, don't make me laugh, man. Stop. Ronnie, stop. Don't make me laugh, man. You're laughing making me laugh. But he's slurring his words like he's been drinking. That's just the beginning. Check him out. Look at the way he's looking. He looks confused right there. Look at this. Let's zoom in.
But the Obamas are supposed to be his close friends. Why won't they talk to him and get him some help?
Why won't they talk to him? What's there to talk about? What is there really to talk about with this? Hey, if they do talk to him, he ain't going to remember.
Between this case and Mr. Trump's case, special counsel wrote, and I quote, several material distinctions between Mr. Trump's case and Mr. Biden's are clear, continuing to quote, most notably, after given multiple chances to return classified documents to avoid prosecution, Mr. Trump allegedly did the opposite. According to the indictment, he not only refused to return the documents for many months, he also obstructed justice by enlisting others to destroy evidence and then to lie about it. In contrast, he went on to say Mr. Biden turned in classified documents to the National Archives and the Department of Justice, consented to the search of multiple locations, including his home, sat for a voluntary interview, and in other ways cooperated with the investigation, end of quote. I've seen the headlines since the report was released about my willful retention of documents. These assertions are not only misleading, they're just plain wrong. On page 215, if you had a chance, I know it's a thick document. On page 215, the report of the special counsel found the exact opposite. Here's what he wrote. There is, in fact, a shortage of evidence that I willfully retained classified materials related to Afghanistan. On page 12, the special counsel also wrote, for another documents, the decision to decline criminal charges was straightforward. The evidence suggests that Mr. Biden did not willfully retain these documents. The evidence said I did not willfully retain these documents. In addition, I know there's some attention paid to some language in the report about my recollection of events. There's even reference that I don't remember when my son died.
All right. This is where it starts to go south. This is where it starts to go south. Don't listen to the crying. You know, God forbid, you know, things happen to sons. You know, his son.
Oh, he crying?
Yeah, he started trying to, like, fake cry. I'm not saying it doesn't impact him. You know what I'm saying? Thinking about it. But this is where it starts to go south. Because what they're saying is Joe Biden didn't even recognize or remember the day that his son died.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So this is where it goes bad right here.
How in the hell dare he raise that? Frankly, when I was asked the question, I thought to myself, wasn't any of their damn business. Let me tell you something. Some of you have commented, I wear since the day he died, every single day, the rosary he got from Our Lady of...
All right, there it went. So,
every memorial
you notice, let's go right
service,
back. Listen to that one more time.
Wasn't any of their damn business.
Turn it up a little bit, Mike.
Hold on, let me tell you something.
Some of you have commented, I wear since the day he died, every single day, the rosary
he got.
Hold on,
let me go back.
Events. There's even reference that I don't remember when my son died. How in the hell dare he raise that? Frankly, when I was asked the question, I thought to myself, it wasn't any of their damn business. Let me tell you something. Some of you have commented, I wear since the day he died, every single day, the rosary he got from Our Lady of...
Okay, so he didn't remember where he got the rosary from. Our Lady of Guadalupe is where he got it from. No, you know, and he didn't remember that. So far he's doing okay. How do you think he's doing so far cognitively? You think he's okay? He's all right. He's not bad. A little slip.
So far he seems to know, you know, where the conversation is going, but I don't know if he's going to lose it.
Oh, yeah. Well, continue checking. Did you watch this? Have you watched this?
Part of it, not the whole thing.
Yeah, let's get to it. Let's get to it. It deserves to be looked at in its entirety. I'll say that.
Every Memorial Day, we hold a service remembering him, attending by friends and family and the people who loved him. I don't need anyone. I don't need anyone to remind me when he passed away or passed away. Simple truth is I sat for a five-hour interview over 2 days of events going back 40 years. At the same time I was managing an international crisis, their task was to make a decision about whether to move forward with charges in this case. That's their decision to make. That's the counsel's decision to make. That's his job. And they decided not to move forward. For any extraneous commentary, they don't know what they're talking about. It has no place in this report. The bottom line is the matter is now closed. I'm going to continue what I've always focused on, my job of being President of the United States of America. Now, thank you, and I'll take some questions.
All right.
Something the special counsel said in his report is that one of the reasons you were not charged is because, in his description, you are a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory.
I'm well-meaning, and I'm an elderly man, and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president, and I put this country back on its feet. I don't need his recommendation. It's
How
totally
bad is your memory, and can you continue as president?
My memory is so bad, I let you speak.
I tap the wife in the bed. I'm like, it's going off the rails right now. My memory's so bad, I let you speak.
My memory is not good. My memory is fine. My memory, take a look at what I've done since the beginning.
Oh, Noble, you definitely got to get in on this. Let me do this real quick. Yeah. Y'all can join the conversation. Yeah, check it out. My memory's so bad, I let you speak. Y'all want to hear that again? This isn't even the worst part. Let's just hear that again, though.
And can you continue as president?
My memory is so bad, I let you speak.
My
memory is not good. My memory is fine. My memory, take a look at what I've done since I become president. None of you thought I could pass any of the things I got passed. How'd that happen? You know, I guess I just forgot what was going on.
Mr. President,
voters have concerns about your age. How are you going to assuage them? And do you fear that this report is only going to fuel further concerns about your age?
Only by some of you.
Mr. President, you take responsibility for at least being careless with classified material.
I take responsibility for not having seen exactly what my staff was doing. It goes in and points out things that appeared in my garage, things that came out of my home, things that were moved not by me, but my staff. But my staff.
Mr. President, for months when you were asked about your age, you would respond with the words, "Watch me." While many American people have been watching and they have expressed concerns about your age,
That is not the judgment of the press.
They express concerns about your mental acuity. They say that you are too old. Mr. President, in December, you told me that you believe there are many other Democrats who could defeat Donald Trump. So why does it have to be you now? What is your answer to that question?
Because I'm the most qualified person in this country to be President of the United States and finish the job I started. I did not share classified information. I did not share it.
With your ghostwriter.
With my ghostwriter. I did not. Guarantee you did not.
But what special counsel said
it. Well, no, he did not say that.
Okay.
He did not say that.
But Mr. President,
let me answer your question. The fact of the matter is, what I didn't want repeated, I didn't want him to know, and I didn't read it to him, was I had written a long memorandum to President Obama why we should not be in Afghanistan. And I was of this multiple pages. And so what I was referring to, I said classified, I should have said it was should be private because it was a contact between the president and the vice president as to what was going on. That's what he's referring to. It was not classified information in that document. That was not classified.
They should have never let him take this press conference alone.
Yeah, because he's looking all directions. He don't know who to answer next.
He don't know who to answer. He's being attacked from all ends. I'm sure the old guy's confused. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, come on, man. You know he, you know.
I mean,
go ahead.
In his defense, I mean, even though he's old, nobody's going to pass up the lifetime opportunity to become the president. So, I mean, do I think he should run again? No, but I don't blame him for taking his first term.
No. I mean, look, he was in the job. You know, that's what he's the president.
Yeah.
Nothing's ever going to take away the fact that he was the president. But damn, son, you need to be the president again.
And bow out gracefully.
Yeah, you need to just bow out gracefully. But that's one thing about power. Men who achieve and attain high levels of power, even like athletes, they can't let go. They have to be beat. They're not going to quit. Michael Jordan had to be beat. Tom Brady had to be beat. You have to be definitively whooped. You have to know that there's a bigger, better, badder, faster, stronger, you know, specimen out there than you
right.
in the game. And unfortunately, that gets proved in the illest type of ways. But right now, we just got too much at stake to deal with this. This conference isn't finished. It's not finished, and it gets worse. It gets worse.
He called on me. When you look back at this incident, is there anything you would do differently now? And do you think that a special prosecutor should have been appointed in the first place in both of these cases?
First of all, what I would have done is oversee the transfer of the material that was in my office, in my offices. I should have done that. If I go back, I didn't have the responsibility of that. That was my staff was supposed to do that, and they referenced that in the report. And my staff did not do it in the way that, for example, I didn't know how half the boxes got in my garage. Until I found out, staff gathered them up, put them together, and took them to the garage in my home. And all the stuff that was in my home was in filing cabinets that were either locked or able to be locked. It was in my house. It wasn't out in, like, in Mar-a-Lago in a public place where, and none of it was high classified. It didn't have any of that red stuff on it. You know what I mean, around the corners? None of that. And so I wish I had paid more attention to how the documents were being moved and where. I thought they were being moved to the archives. I thought all of those being moved. That's what I thought. Now, what was the last part of your question?
Whether a special counsel should have been appointed in this case and in the case of your rival president, former president.
I think a special counsel should have been appointed. And the reason I think a special counsel should have been appointed is because I did not want to be in a position that they looked at Trump and weren't going to look at me, just like they looked at the vice president. And the fact is they made a firm conclusion. I did not break the law, period. Thank you all very, very much.
Not too bad, right? Not too bad.
He did. When you exit, just exit. He's looking back to try to still keep. He just needs to just exit stage.
He needs to exit stage. Is that what he does? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. This is where it starts getting crazy.
The hostage negotiation.
Oh my God!
He went back. I've never seen that happen before in history.
Hey, he went back. This nigga went back. I know that. Like the DNC was like, good, good, Joe. You didn't do too bad. Go on, get in. Answer a few questions. Be real fiery and get out. But when you're dealing with somebody who's unpredictable, this is what you get. Let's go.
I'm of the view, as you know, that the conduct of the response in Gaza, in the Gaza Strip.
All right, you see him searching to read.
Mm-hmm.
He's searching to read the answer that's been written for him.
Has been.
Granted, keep in mind, this man is giving how many billions of dollars, over $100 billion so far, to Israel. And he doesn't know where this conflict is taking place?
Poor thing. Poor thing.
Over the top. I think that, as you know, initially the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in.
And it's not the president of Mexico.
Okay. Sisi, the president of Mexico.
That's not the president of Mexico.
No. Who's the president of Mexico, Ryan?
It's not Sisi.
You got Google up.
I can pull it up right now.
Who's the president of Mexico? And how did Mexico come in, too? Look at the way he's looking on this picture. Yeah, that's classic right there. I need to take a screenshot of that. Hold on one sec. There we go. Take a look.
President of Mexico is Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador.
Maybe they call a nigga Sisi on the low. You know what I'm saying?
No. Sisi is the president of some of the one of them countries over there that's fighting, I think.
Okay. So, yeah, let's see. Let's talk about Sisi.
As you know, initially, the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. I talked to him. I convinced him to open the gate.
I'm sure Sisi, if he was in Mexico, was like, what's this guy talking about, first and foremost? But okay, Joe, I'll open the gate.
I talked to Bibi to open the gate on the Israeli side.
Bibi.
I'm pushing.
Sisi is the president of Egypt.
As you know.
So
El Sisi.
You got to be kidding me.
Abdul Fattah El Sisi.
Are you playing? So you mean to tell me the Winans are running Israel and Europe? Because the president of Israel is Bibi. Is it the Winans family? What's going on here? I'll take you there.
Looks like it.
No. Initially, the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. I talked to him. I convinced him to open the gate. I talked to Bibi to open the gate on the Israeli side. I've been pushing.
I brought the whole Winans family together.
About the Israeli side, that's not nowhere near Mexico, is it?
I don't think so. What's the Israeli? Hey, those of you out in the chat, what's the Israeli side of Mexico? If somebody would please post in the chat what the Israeli side of Mexico is.
really hard to get humanitarian assistance into Gaza. There are a lot of innocent people who are starving, a lot of innocent people who are in trouble and dying, and it's got to stop, number one. Number two, I was also in a position that I'm the guy that made the case that we have to do much more to increase the amount of material going in, including fuel, including other items. I've been on the phone with the Qatar.
No, not other items. When we're talking about billions and billions of dollars. Fuel and what else, fool? What else do we need to bring in?
Other items.
Man, look. This is, no. No. This ain't going to work, fam. Like I said, this is why I don't want somebody with the influence of Taylor Swift having the credibility nor the platform to endorse these people.
I wonder would she, though, even though she's been, you know, paid to do it, I wonder would she actually do it, endorse him.
She's probably been paid to do it already. Because CNN, nobody's calling this man to question. Nobody's really calling this into question. It's a few people, they're whispering in the background. But for the most part, CNN, you know, MSNBC, all of the liberal outlets are trying to gloss over this. Now, I don't know if you, Karim Jean-Pierre, let me see this. And she went off on somebody the other day. Did you see that?
I did.
Yeah, she went off on somebody the other day about even asking about Joe Biden and his mindset. And I think that's not right. You know, we're not living in Russia.
Exactly.
It's in the Soviet Union. Let's see.
Donald Trump been kind
of
quiet.
Oh, yeah. All he got to do is sit back and just watch. This is a disaster on its own.
I'm hearing a lot of millennials. Like, I work with a lot of young nurses and some even younger. What's the generation just below the millennials?
Generation Z.
A lot of them are for Trump. Now, I'm talking about black ones.
How is President Biden ever going to
Oh, yeah. I think Trump is going to be your next president. Like I said, I know our parents are going to be upset. But they might as well go ahead and figure out what they're going to do in the next Trump president.
But I think he's going to win.
I think this is the one.
Man. President Biden.
Oh, yeah.
Ever going to President Biden ever.
Let's see here. Let me do that. Because, I mean, I don't understand. If we're not allowed to ask these type of questions, then, you know, where are we living? What are we doing here? Yeah, 5 days ago, this should be it.
We're going to convince. How is President Biden ever going to convince the 75% of voters who are worried about his physical and mental health that he is okay, even though in Las Vegas he told a story about recently talking to a French president who died in 1996?
I'm like, we're going down that rabbit hole with you, sir.
What is
we're going
to
go.
Hole?
Go ahead.
He said
go
he
ahead.
Talked to Mitterrand.
Go ahead.
In
you saw the president in Vegas, in California. You've seen the president in South Carolina.
You've seen the president in Vegas, fam. How you going to ask about that? How you going to be like that? Man, you seen that nigga in South Carolina, bro.
Wow. But why is he asking about a man that's been dead since 1996? That's the year I graduated.
Man, this man said that he was in the room with the man talking to him at the G7. I'll show y'all.
His kids need to talk to him and say, Daddy, you need to step down.
Oh, Hunter Biden?
Yeah.
Okay.
His wife or somebody needs to talk to him.
Is President Biden ever going to convince the 75% of voters who are worried about his physical and mental health that he is okay, even though in Las Vegas he told a story about recently talking to a French president who died in 1996?
I'm not even going to go down that rabbit hole with you, sir.
What is
we're
the rabbit
go.
Hole?
Go ahead.
He said
go
he
ahead.
Talked to Mitterrand.
Go ahead. You saw the president in Vegas, in California. You've seen the president in South Carolina. You saw him in Michigan. I'll just leave it there. Go ahead.
Her hair bothers me. Yeah. Yeah, he did that, Noble. He did that. Let's see. Biden confuses French president. Maybe that'll work.
Yeah, play that.
Yeah, let's see. So this is Joe Biden in Vegas.
Right after I was elected, I went to a, what they call a G7 meeting, all the NATO leaders. I was in the south of England. And I sat down and I said, America's back. And Mitterrand from Germany, I mean from France, looked at me and said, you know, how long are you back for? And I looked at him, and the Chancellor of Germany said, what would you say, Mr. President, if you picked up the paper tomorrow in the London Times, and the London Times said, 1,000 people break through the House of Commons, break down the doors, 2 bobbies are killed in order to stop the election of the Prime Minister. What would you say? I never thought about it from that perspective. What would we say if that happened in another democracy around the world?
Being that he's talking with the dead, it don't matter what we fuckers say.
Exactly. Both nine.
Yeah. Yeah, this is real shit. Noble, this is real shit, bro. Like, I think if people are going to go out and just blindly vote, they're going to blindly vote. Now, President Mitterrand, we look him up. I mean, look, you know I do the due diligence on here. Let's look up Mitterrand. Let's look up Mitterrand. All right, Francois. Francois Mitterrand. Let's take a look at Francois. Share screen. Let's do it. Francois Mitterrand, President of France, former President of France. 26 October 1916 to the 8th of January 1996. And this is who Joe Biden was at the G7 conference with. After he got elected president. At a minimum, he doesn't know the French president's name now. And we're supposed to be allies with France. That's at a minimum. Just say it's an honest mistake. You never came back to correct. Oh, my bad. I mean, you know, whoever the president is now. Who's the president of France anyway? Jean-Claude Van Damme? Who's the president?
Let me see. France.
This nigga came out and said he was at the G7 with Charles de Gaulle. Damn. 1916, my nigga.
Really? Emmanuel Macron.
Macron. Okay, Macron, Mitterrand.
Macron, yeah.
They both start with M's. But one died in 1996. Is it just a gas? I don't know.
So if Donald Trump wins again, do you think we're going to have another one of those things where the country is so prejudiced?
I think the country, I'm going to be honest. The uptick in racism in this country really had nothing to do. I'm not going to say it had nothing to do with Donald Trump, but I would say it had more to do with the backlash from Obama.
Mm.
Like, people don't talk about him much anymore, but now you realize you got all of these problematic politicians that want to do all this destructive shit. You got the Ron DeSantis type and the Ted Cruz types that are on the Republican side. What's the little chick from... Gobert, what's her, Gabbert? Not Gabbert. What's her name? Bobert from Colorado, Lauren Bobert. Marjorie Taylor Greene. You got all of these different problematic politicians. And they come out of the Tea Party, which was started in response to Obama. You remember that back in 08?
Yeah, Obama.
Yeah, that's where you got the rise of the Ron DeSantis's and the Ted Cruz's and people like that. They came out of that party. the Tea Party. So now what you're finding now is that you have an extreme side to the Tea Party. And Trump is trying to cover all his bases by pandering to all of those extreme crevices of the Republican Party. It's been able to work for him. He got them sold up. And I don't even think that they think he's racist anymore. I just think that they were comfortable with him letting them be racist. But how do you explain this phenomenon, though, with all the young black people that are talking about voting for Trump now?
I don't know. It's just like they made a 360.
I mean, can we just
say that
Joe Biden's past has been checkered when it comes to race? It has. Joe Biden was the author of the 94 crime bill. Joe Biden has had, you know, Kamala Harris. You remember when they were debating and there was a busing issue?
Yep.
You remember that? And Kamala Harris was saying that, you know, Joe Biden was a racist because he voted against that.
And what is she doing? She is so quiet. I never hear anything about her.
At this point in time, she's waiting to finish out the rest of his term. As president. She's going to be the first female president.
You think so?
Yeah. They're going to invoke, the 25th Amendment? They're going to invoke that on Joe Biden. You'll see it.
I don't think they'll do it with her because they don't want not only a woman, but a woman of color to be the first president. I think they'll let Joe Biden ride it out before they do that.
He's not going to have a choice. Joe Biden isn't just at risk because of his mind. Joe Biden could actually he could actually pass away because of this. I mean, he's 80-plus years old. Anything can happen after that age. You know what I mean? Any day. You could be fine today and be dead tomorrow.
That's true.
But when dementia sets in, it's progressive. And you know, you're a nurse. You know that.
Yeah, I know. They forget to swallow. They forget to eat.
Yeah, they forget to do all that. So they're not really going to have a choice of whether he can ride it out or not. That man will be incapacitated by the summer.
By the summer, Mike?
By the summer.
You heard it first on the Big Mic Drop.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Mic Drop.
Do you like sport betting?
Well, like what?
Betting on sports.
I betted with Jeff today.
Oh, Jeff going for KC?
He's going for them for the simple fact that he thinks that it's automatic because of the Taylor Swift situation. So he thinks that it's predestined that they win.
Jeff's a smart man.
But I said...
I won't be surprised if he proposed to her at the 50-yard line.
He said he won't be surprised if he proposed to her at the 50-yard line.
Oh, that's fire. Jeff.
What if he did do that?
No, that is fire. Look, that could possibly happen tonight, y'all. Nobody even thought about that.
Wow. Jeff keeps saying he can propose to her.
I mean, they've been talking about getting married.
Have they?
Yeah, marriage came up. Here's the deal. If she gets married, is she still going to write songs like she a 17-year-old girl? I'm just wondering.
She'll probably have writers at that point. Because I think she does write her own stuff, right?
Yeah, she writes her stuff.
So I think probably at that point she'll get writers. I don't think she would know what to sing about as an adult woman. She hasn't lived enough.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
She's not experienced enough.
I don't know, Ronnie. We talked about her experience.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about her being what do we call her, a pass around?
Kind of, she pass around-ish. She kind of pass around-ish in Hollywood there. And there's a big fear of Kamala being president. I don't think anybody's afraid of Kamala being president.
I'm not.
Oh.
Gotta be better than Sleepy Joe.
Oh, hold on. Damn, if they break up, he will be the source of the new breakup album. Facts.
I like that. Because every album she writes about is about an experience that she's had with a man.
Facts. Look.
That's true, Amber.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Jeff, what if you break up with her at the 50-yard line after the game?
Ooh, that'd be even doper.
That shit would be dope. They could win. They could win then, like right before they do the trophy and shit. Like, yeah, and like, look, Taylor, baby, it ain't gonna work. You know, she come down to meet him, and then he just break up with on national TV.
What if he did that?
That would be dope. That would be dope.
That'd
what
kill,
the?
That'd kill her with career.
Yeah, that'd kill her career.
You think?
I don't think so. I think that his career is getting uplifted by her. I don't think that's vice versa. But I don't know. Who am I?
I mean, look, he doing vaccine commercials. He got all types
of endorsements.
I haven't seen him until he started fooling with her, man. So I think she was the catch, literally. He's a good catch, too. That's, you know, get it? Like, catch, wide receiver.
But do you think the Usher performance is going to overpower the game?
Yeah. Look, hold on, man. Speaking of Usher performance, man, you got to see this. This dude on Facebook did what he predicts the Usher lineup is going to be. I don't think Usher's going to be able to. I don't guess.
LeSean and Ludacris is going to be there with him.
They say Alicia Keys going to be there. It's going to mean, look, he only got 15 minutes. Well, I don't think too many could show up.
But that's 2 minutes longer than everybody else. I heard he's getting 2 minutes more than everybody else has gotten.
Oh, okay. So check this
out. I read it somewhere.
This guy on Facebook, this is what he predicts the Usher halftime show is going to be. Here we go.
Exactly what Usher is going to do. Take it to the bank. You ready? Comes up. Usher, you ready? Yeah, man. Boom, 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 boom. And then, like, a bunch of... Watch this. You don't have to call. I'm gonna be alright tonight. Yours, baby, tonight. Jacket comes off. I just wanna take it nice and slow. Alicia comes out. My boo. Shirt off, but you gotta let it burn. Talking into a microphone with actual flames. World peace, am I right? You're gonna think it's over, and then all of a sudden.
Take that, rewind it back.
That was cute.
You see how the nigga came up with the air freshener?
And I think Usher's dropping a new album in 2 days, right?
Man, Usher's about to become the next billionaire right now.
Because he already did that Vegas residency, yeah. And that was very successful, I heard.
And they said he's probably going back on tour. He's coming back even harder. Usher will be breaking up more homes in 2025, ladies and gentlemen.
If I had a choice, I'd much rather Chris Brown make a comeback than Usher. I'm more of a Chris Brown girl.
I would like to see I would watch a Chris Brown concert over an Usher concert. I think
me too.
If I had the choice to go to one, I would go to a Chris Brown. Yeah.
Ditto.
Yeah. Because, you're not getting ready to serenade me, nigga. Pause. Oh, no. Hold on. The new album is out now. Came out Friday.
So it came out 2 days ago. I know it was either 2 days before the Super Bowl or 2 days after. So it was 2 days before. Okay, that's perfect. Hey, that's good press for him.
He made great music. I can't lie to you. Usher makes good music. So, I mean, and shout out to Usher, man. I'm excited about the halftime show.
That's the only reason I'm watching.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Halftime.
I'm excited about it, man. Get some wings just to watch halftime. It'll be fine.
Yep.
Yeah. So, look, I'm not going to keep everybody long tonight. I did want to come on and say why I feel like they shouldn't win. I mean, Taylor Swift cannot win. She's definitely playing. Yeah, she's playing. They show her more than they show the people that's actually on the field playing. So it's something in play here. if what Jeff predicted happens, man, like I said, that's gonna just take it to the next level.
Yes, it is.
Gonna take it to the stratosphere, and I think America will finally have their great white power couple.
When was the last time we had a white power couple?
I mean, shit, they got them all over the place all the time.
But I mean ones that we're familiar with, faces that we recognize.
I don't know. What would you think? I don't know.
My answer, Brad
and Angelina.
Yeah, I want to say that. That's all I want to say.
Yeah. Because you really couldn't count. I guess you could count Ben and J-Lo. But they're not really, influential. Even Brad and Angelina weren't as influential. The combined reach of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
That's true.
I mean, look, they'll be able to actually write policies. Jay-Z and Beyonce should have been doing this shit. Maybe not.
Are you becoming a member of the Beehive now, Mike, all of a sudden? Did Amber pull you into the Beehive?
No, I'm going to be honest. I like Solange better than Beyonce. I think her sister's music is better than hers.
Really?
Yeah, I like hers. It's more my level. It's kind of different, you know?
I like her. I like Solange.
Yeah. So I'm not a big Beyonce music fan. I like, don't quote me on this. I like Destiny's Child when they were out.
I did, too.
You know, that was around that same time. Oh, Amber said Ben and Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston just didn't have any talent to me.
Why not, Mike?
What does she do? She doesn't have influence. She doesn't have reach.
Okay.
She got it like that. So, you know, that would be one. Oh, they ended on Instagram. Okay, we'll remove. Remove. There we go. Save changes. There we go. Instagram's over with. Those of you who are on Instagram, come over to the YouTube channel and follow us. I'm getting ready to eat and drink some more. The game should be starting within the next, hour or so? What time the game gets started?
I think it's 6:30.
Yeah, about the next hour or so. So by the time I roll, you know what I mean. By the time I do it.
My bad.
What'd you say, huh?
My drop.
No, I mean. Let me stop. I'm going to keep the red cup full. Y'all enjoy the Super Bowl over there, Ronnie.
We will.
Yeah, go 49ers. But I think Jeff may be right.
He might be.
It's literally going to have to be like a 35-point beat down in the first half in order for San Francisco to pull it out.
You think so, Mike?
Yeah, they need to be up by at least 3 touchdowns, maybe more. And not only just be up, be prepared to score 2 or 3 more. So we'll see how it works out. Patrick Mahomes, a bad boy. Travis Kelce's a bad boy. They got some pieces. So
we shall see.
All in all, it ain't Philly. I wish Philly would have been there this year, but it's not. So, you know, maybe next year. But y'all enjoy the Super Bowl. Y'all be safe. And,
Mike.
What y'all eating? Hold on for you. What y'all eating? What y'all got in there?
Chicken. You know it's chicken.
Wings.
Wings.
Yeah. I need some
roti. What y'all having?
Chicken. Of course. I need that Rotel dip in my life, though. I need that. Need a little quick Rotel.
Hey, Alice, you better get in that kitchen and make some Rotel.
Quick Rotel whipped up real quick. It just hit me. I need a quick Rotel. Hey, she's on here. She know what time it is. Hey, Alma, can you make some?
I'd rather have deviled eggs than Rotel, Mike.
Deviled eggs.
That's what I need.
I like deviled eggs, too. Matter of fact, look, let us go on and start cooking. We might even need to head to the stove real quick and get what's up. Yeah. Get some sausage and some eggs. Yeah, we might do that.
Do they have Kaneka sausage in Atlanta or just in Mobile?
They got it in Atlanta.
Really? They don't have them up here.
You want me to ship you some?
You sound like mama.
Hey, you can ship them on ice, on dry ice.
On dry ice? They still do stuff like that?
Yeah.
I never hear people talk about dry ice.
Yeah, they ship on dry ice. I would get some shipped up there. Y'all big sausage eaters?
We love Kaneka sausage. Every time we go home, we bring us some back.
Yeah, man, you got to have the Kaneka, man. That should be
tough. You got to have them. And the cabbage now, I like the cabbage with Kaneka.
You like the cabbage and Kaneka?
You ever had that?
I think so. Like in the
like fried cabbage with
Kaneka
in it.
Yeah, or put it in the grill with the little Kaneka or bacon on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been there. Look, the boys up here just got on it, man. They bringing Kanekas to the office every other day.
Grill, they ain't know what they was missing.
Grill some Kaneka dogs. I got Kaneka clothes. I got like hats and shit that say Kaneka sauce.
For real?
Yeah. So, hey, man, look. I'm proud to be from Alabama, man. Y'all got to forgive me.
Yeah.
Hey, love being Alabama. We need us a pro team, but we probably win, like, every year. So,
we would.
Yeah, we probably win every year. They get tired of it. But, man, peace, man. Y'all be safe out there.
You and, too, Mike.
We'll be back this Thursday. Everything should be over with for me. We should blow our load
okay.
on Wednesday and be done. So, y'all. Man.
All right.
Jeff, peace out, man. Y'all enjoy. And I'm going to be on the lookout for Yeah, I'm going to be on the lookout for what you said. That'll be hot if it happens because you said it on here first.
Good night, y'all.
Good night. Good night. Ladies and gentlemen, Ronnie LaDue in the building. That would be fire, man, if what he said happens, man. We're gonna pay close attention to the game tonight. We had the world class in the building. Jaquin, one love to y'all, fam. It's Amber Alert in the building, man. Shout out to y'all. Raj Will, everybody who commented. Don't forget to hit like, share, and subscribe. Be safe. Don't drink and drive out there tonight. If you're drinking, stay where you at. This your boy, Big Mike. We out of here, man. I think before we go, we're going to do this one more game. Let's do this one more game on the way out.
Exactly what Usher is going to do. Take it to the bank. You ready? Comes up. Usher, you ready? Yeah, man. Boom, 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 boom. And then like a bunch of watch this. You don't have to call. I'm gonna be alright tonight, baby tonight. Jacket comes off. I just wanna take it nice and slow. Alicia comes out. My boo. Shirt off. But you gotta let it burn. Talking into a microphone with actual flames. World peace, am I right? You're gonna think it's over and then all of a sudden.
Take that, rewind it back.